in Qatar this weekend, an international commission that governs trade in endangered species will turn its attention to tuna, in particular Atlantic bluefin tuna, which most experts say is seriously overfished. Europe has joined the United States in a call to suspend commercial fishing for Atlantic bluefin, but opponents have pledged to ignore any ban. Here's more from The World's Jerry Haddon.
Just half a year ago, the European Union rejected a moratorium on commercial bluefin fishing. But now all 27 member states have accepted the growing scientific consensus that global bluefin stocks are on the verge of collapsing from overfishing. EU Fisheries Commissioner Marie Damanaki said the bluefin should be listed as an endangered species.
We have to do something. And what we really need to do is to accept the short-term sacrifices. There will be short-term sacrifices.
Those sacrifices are being debated beginning tomorrow in Qatar, where signatories to the United Nations Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species are meeting. Delegates appear poised to suspend commercial bluefin fishing and trade until stocks recover sufficiently, which could take years. Some Mediterranean countries, including Spain and France, have resisted a total halt to fishing. The fish means big money for them, but in recent weeks they've come around, following reports that stocks have already declined by about 80%. Australia, though, is resisting the move, as is the country that would be hardest hit by any moratorium, Japan. Japan currently imports between 80 and 90% of the world's bluefin. The proposal would idle its fishing boats and halt its imports. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Hirofumi Hirano, says his country will do all it can to prevent a fishing ban. He says the point of the international treaty is to protect species, but I am not sure personally that it's necessary for the bluefin tuna. Japan insists better management of tuna stocks would be enough to keep them from collapsing, and Hirano says his country will simply ignore any suspension of the fishery, which it has the right to do under the terms of another international treaty specific to tuna. But that pledge to continue fishing doesn't satisfy Japanese tuna fishermen and vendors, who yesterday protested the possible international ban in Tokyo's biggest fish market. One protester said, if we were to only take large and mature fish, there wouldn't be a chance of them going extinct. A woman added, I would like them to figure out a strategy that would prevent a ban and would allow them to catch a certain amount. Actually, such strategies have been in place for years, and oversight and monitoring have gotten stricter with time. In Europe, for example, observers now count and measure bluefin tuna brought into the docks in an effort to ensure that quotas are not surpassed and that no young tuna have been caught. But marine scientists say the measures haven't worked. Maria Jose Cornax, with the Spanish conservation group Oceana, says last year boats in the Mediterranean caught four times more tuna than the limit allows. She says tuna boats from all over the world converge on the Mediterranean, and that makes it impossible to sort out what's really going on.
First of all, these kind of operations are very, very difficult to control in terms of who is fishing, who for which quota this fish is applying, and on another hand, which tugboat is taking all that fish, where that fish is going, and just all the documenting necessary for just controlling all this operation. It's a chaos in the high seas.
If the bluefin fishery is closed, the bluefin will become one of just a handful of marine species currently under international protection. Whatever the decision, the work of the 175 member governments meeting in Qatar won't end with the tuna. They'll have their hands full dealing with proposals to protect a number of other species. Under study are several species of shark, the African elephant, and the polar bear. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.